Welcome to the Sunshine Plate on Edible Radio. I'm your host, Amy Robb, and from the offices of Edible Northeast Florida Magazine, our show is a celebration of food and the people who make it in our region. In today's episode, we are so pleased to be joined by Chef Andrew Yeo, the executive chef at the Ritz-Carlton on Amelia Island and the creative force behind Salt, one of only three AAA Five Diamond restaurants in the state of Florida. Now, if you've never been to Amelia Island to experience Salt, we'd certainly recommend it. It's perfect for any special occasion. And even more perfect, perhaps, is the artistry and local inspiration Chef Yeo brings to his kitchen. Chef Yeo, it's such an honor to have you here with us today. Thanks for joining us on the Sunshine Plate.
Amy, same to you too. I'm glad I'm here today.
So, Chef Yeo, you grew up in Singapore. You went to culinary school in Singapore. And then finally, you got your career started with the Ritz-Carlton, also in Singapore. And you're known for your ability to make food exceptionally artful. And you've attributed some of that talent to inspiration drawn both from your Asian roots and the French chefs you worked alongside early in your career. Can you tell us a little bit more about this time in your life?
Yes, definitely. So, Amy, being born in Singapore is definitely a luxury because of Singapore is always known as the food paradise. So, you know, from left to right, I see restaurants from Asian influence to French influence to even a lot of American influence. So, this food paradise in the past, when I was young, I was already definitely indulged into it. And when that inspiration comes and the love of cooking, definitely have inspired me to go and further my study in Singapore. And that's where I really go into it, get all the techniques and knowledge of cooking and bring it to where I can use right now as an exec chef with the Ritz-Carlton.
Wonderful. After your move from Singapore, you spent some time in various places in Florida and then some time in Boston before coming back to Amelia Island. How did that all transpire?
Unique. I would say all experiences are very different. So from Singapore, I actually moved to Naples, Florida for a while. And then geographically, I went up a little bit to Orlando, where definitely a lot of kids is around and it's all different cuisine going on there. And of course, I had my highlight in Boston, and that was about 2 years ago. So with the Ritz-Carlton Boston, I was there for 3 years. A lot of inspiration come back where, you know, it's near Cape Cod, where all the fresh seafoods are there. And farmers and all that. So all that has really, the restaurant scene in Boston is definitely blooming and doing very well. And then Amelia Island is definitely where I am right now and inspired by Salt restaurants, coals, and all that is around us to bring the freshest seafoods and ingredients back to our table again.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that you're really renowned for at Salt is certainly your tasting menu, also known as the Adventure Tasting Menu. What does a tasting menu mean to a chef? And how do you decide how to put that menu together?
Oh, tough questions, correct? So when you say a tasting menu, which most restaurants does is, or should I say us, the difference between us and other restaurants. When you see a tasting menu, the chef wants to bring the best out of everything, the ingredient, the freshness of seafood, what they want to present to the guests. And that's called the tasting menu. They have it maybe in a smaller bite size or smaller portion so you don't get full and you can have a nice four-course menu. Most important, of course, you want your sommelier or your restaurant manager to do a wine pairing so you really finish this meal with food and wine pairing. Where else for Salt, we do it differently. Could it be because of we are in the island and Amelia Island was also known for pirates in the past? So we call this a adventurous menu. We're bringing a few of the pirates into our restaurant. No, I'm just kidding. So what we really do is we want people to have the sense of, oh, I do not know what I'm getting. So when you sit down on the table, whether are you celebrating a anniversary, the server asks, would you like the tasting menu? And you say yes, but you do not know what you're going to get into. And all the server will have to ask is, do you have any allergies or do you do not like any particular item? And if no question, then we go back to the chef and then chef will create the experience, so-called the adventure menu. But every dish, that is being created by the chefs with, of course, you know, heart and soul, freshest ingredient. When we put together, we will bring it out and let the guests know what the dish is and complete it by just telling them. So the knowledge of the servers are very important, but because they are the reading books of the menu, they tell the guests what are they actually having, and it's definitely an adventure because only at the very end you have the dessert, then you get the menu back home with you.
Oh, right. So it's all sort of a surprise until it unfolds before you.
And it always gets better and better and better.
Wonderful. Now, tell me how often your menu changes, your adventure tasting menu changes.
Every day.
Every day. And so, how do you draw inspiration for what's going to go on that menu?
So, of course, I have Chef Ricky as my chef de cuisine of the restaurant. And he has a team of 10 or even 12. And they always sit down together and discuss. Basically, every day we have the freshest seafood that comes to the restaurant. We fillet them whole. That's the best part about getting the seafood whole is you see the freshness of the fish of the eyes and the brightness. Then you really tell that it's a fresh fish. So we do that in this restaurant. We fillet our own fish. And then the produce are coming from the nearby farmers that we get. It could be a rutabaga today, it could be beans tomorrow. That's the reason why the menu has to change. So even if you stay at the hotel for 3 nights, and a lot of time people really come to the restaurant for 3 nights, and they won't get the same dish at the same time during this stay.
Wow, that's amazing. So a lot of creativity going on in your kitchen at all times. Are there any particular ingredients or flavors that you're currently working with that are a real inspiration to you?
Let me see. I think this is the season where fall is, so a lot of forest mushrooms. If you talk about right now in the season, I would say mushrooms. We just got in different mushrooms from the farmer, so from the trumpet to a new one that's called lion mushroom that I never heard of. I think that's the thrill about being a chef. We hear from the farmer, we call them, we know what's the ingredient, what you have, and say, bring it to us, let us examine it. You know, chef has no longer been the same. We are now become scientists and we want to find out what's going on here and there. And same for farmer. Farmer are not what used to be planting the old vegetables. They're trying to create new stuff. And all this has been experimental, and it's great for the restaurant because guests want to know new products, where the product coming from, and it's a challenge, but it's fun to do all this when you have the passion of cooking. That's the reason why I say food and art always come together. You try to blend these two together, correct, Amy?
That's right. Folks do tend to think of cooking sometimes as a science, and yet you're certainly more on the art side of things. How did that come to be? Do you have a background in art?
Growing up, how I wish I could have that. I did not finish with degree or diploma with arts, but I think it's since young where, you know, in high school, that art teacher that's always there that inspire you to do it. And then if you have an eye of it, you eventually get some basic foundation. And then with you looking around now, crazy, if you know, you have magazines, you have books, you can get so much inspiration from all that, cookbooks, photographer thing, taking great pictures and putting it together. I think being a chef is definitely a unique piece of artist. You know, we say about a painter, we say about a photographer, it's all visual and all that. But when you come to a chef, I realize that you almost put a 5 senses to someone. You know, you can definitely taste, see, smell, eat, and all that comes together. And I always like to say Ritz-Carlton has the 6th sense. Why? Because of the service. We want to make sure that the server is there to give you a memorable experience to bring home. And that's what I love about cooking. And I think this is the only job that I'm going to have till the very end.
That's great. Well, I'm sure your guests will be happy to hear that.
Thank you.
Speaking of food as art and looking kind of into the future, what trends do you see in cooking and in professional kitchens these days that are of
Correct.
Interest to you?
Correct. And I think that revolts so much and so much that there's the point where it comes to be farm to table and then it goes away. What I really realized that if on a present trend, I think I'm not sure if it's because of food channel that create people to be so aware of food and they dare to take the challenge to go for foie gras, to go for oxtail, to go for this and that. But a lot of them are into nutritious value. They want to know where the food source is from. They will go to Whole Foods, they'll go to the supermarket, and now they are reading it. They want to know what ingredient in it. So I believe the trend of it is now consumers are more educated. They want to know. They like to see menu with the names of the farmer, where you get this and where you get that. Is it sustainable? Are you helping up with local farmer? I think that is a unity between that. We want to make sure that we can help the farmer, same thing as we creating the menu. I think we enjoy that partnership with everything. So consumer, to me right now, the trend, they tend to know more and they want to know more.
Right, right. Transparency and integrity, it seems as though they're really becoming more and more prevalent. Consumers are demanding it.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so a tasting menu prepared in a restaurant is a little bit different than, of course, if you go to an event where chefs are doing tastings. And you've done many tastings around the region. Tell me a little bit about tasting events where you just have maybe one bite of something that a chef has prepared. What are we likely to see from you at one of those events?
I'm so happy you asked this question. So in a restaurant, you can be named three diamond restaurant, you know, three, and then five. And what the difference is, you are the chef and you create the menu and you are actually challenging yourself with the guests. But when you talk about an event, such like a food and wine or a charity event, what they really do is they know the hearts of the people. They say it's going to be a tasting menu, or the chef is going to be invited, and we love that. Tell me which chef doesn't like competition. And when we know about that, of course, I want to do charity. Secondly, I want to be part of this because each chef will bring the best out of themselves. So yeah. I'll bring my best dish. Beside my table, another chef. On my left, another chef. And of course, don't just forget about chef. We also have the beverages of wine. You can't go without them. Both work hand in hand. And I think that's the challenge. We bring the best out of ourselves on the event. Tasting menu, small enough for a guest that can walk around the whole, whether it's a field, of a concert or anywhere, and really have a taste of it. And I think that's the fun part. But I do see a different, not food trend, but the trend is years ago when you do a station and you know your station is popular, I'll give you an example. If you do a lobster roll or ravioli or something, and it's the most popular station, then you have a line that is so long because everybody is waiting to get to eat what you really cook. And now I see a difference because recently I just did one up in Atlanta. And the difference is I created another new line, a smaller line, but line that people are using the phone, they're doing Snapchat, they're doing Instagram, and they just want to know that. They want to share their experience, their food, with their friends and with media. I think this is crazy, but it's fun to see all that going on.
Isn't that interesting? Why is this? I mean, we have so many people taking so many photos of what's on their plate. What do you attribute that to? Is that part of that transparency and integrity in food, or is it more just the pleasure of food? Is it a combination of all of those things?
I think it's a combination of everything. People want to share their experience, and people now want to know experience. I would say you look at Yelp, you look at TripAdvisor, you look at Instagram, you look at all that to know, is it really a popular place? Is it a well-known? I think that's how I'm traveling right now. I'll go into an Instagram, I'll look at food restaurant, I'll go in. And because these are really guests that live their experience, and the photos that they took is what they really do. So you can't hide. There's nothing to hide. You know, you can talk about if a writer comes and maybe write a good thing about it, but you can't do it with audience and consumer that go to the restaurant. It's very black and white. It's transparent. I think that's what is good about it. It's just so transparent when you do all that. And again, it's great to do all that right now.
Okay, so here's a question that is going to take us kind of back to the kitchen. I've always been so interested to know what the process looks like when chefs get together and start to try to create a new dish. Like, does it happen on paper? Are there bowls set out that you just start mixing to kind of make tastes come together and align? What does it look like behind the scenes when you're testing new dishes or trying to come up with new recipes?
All my restaurant in the Amelia Ritz-Carlton, one thing we definitely have to do, we call it the lineup. And maybe you ask me, what is lineup? A lineup is important because it's the beginning of the shift. Everybody gather together and talk about stuff. We talk about what ingredient came in today. From the ingredient, it moved forward to what do you think would be great for today? What's the season for the day for the special? So I have Chef Ricky definitely sit down with all his 10 cooks, and they came up with ideas. They want to also make sure that the tasting menu has different texture. And you know that it's all about the different texture that you enjoy. And I say how you evaluate into better and better and better is because of that. So Chef Ricky will nail it down, talk to the cooks, and put all this together. So looking at texture, looking at flavor, looking at ingredients, and all that to put together and form the menu. And I think that crucial 15 minutes of their time is very important. So everybody has a direction, everybody know what they're doing, and then they bring flavor together. And of course, throughout the preparation, we as the chef go around and taste to make sure all that dish blend together. Then you ask the question, is there a paper and a pen? Why not? These are very basic and important. I did not stop drawing a plate. I still draw a plate on a paper, and then a protein, and then a starch, a vegetables, how I'm going to do it. All that still goes on because this is what we are good at. This is what we are good at doing. And we still put all this in papers for us to know what's going on tonight.
So do you literally make a drawing of the plate and sort of sketch out some of the architecture of the plate, like how you might plate it? Or do you just sort of write the word starch, protein, vegetable on a plate?
Both. I still, maybe you asked me about what is my artistic side. I still love to draw. So I'll have a menu plan and then I'll draw it out to say, well, this looks good in this end. And I think that's great doing it. And it's really, really unique where you see a chef still using a pencil and start drawing plates and drawing proteins and drawing everything that they put together. I think this is what we visualize. We want to make sure that what we visualize on paper is going to come live on our plates, and it's going to be served to the guests. So definitely I still do that. And of course, at the end of the day, when the whole drawing and cooking and processing is done, we gather the server of the night to come together to the kitchen, and they will taste the tasting menu and listen to us telling them the ingredient. And this is all very important because at the end, you will still see the server that is serving you, telling you the whole dish, which we think this is very important for the server to know what dish, what ingredient, and what's the flavor of it when they sell this dish.
Wow, that is wonderful. It's truly a team effort.
Yeah, thank you.
Chef Yeo of Salt Restaurant at the Ritz-Carlton on Amelia Island, it has been such a pleasure having you with us here today. I can't thank you enough for being here, and we can't wait to get up to Salt again to dine with you.
Thank you so much, Amy. Thank you.
If you're interested in experiencing Chef Andrew Yeo's adventure tasting menu, you can find it 6 nights a week at Salt Restaurant on Amelia Island. Also, keep an eye out for Chef Yeo at various events, including the Taste of Amelia Island this November, where he'll be serving up a delicious sample of his favorite dishes, and you can snap phone photos to post on social media until your heart is content. Thanks for being with us today. You've been listening to The Sunshine Plate. Thanks for joining us on Edible Radio. Check us out at ediblefeast.com.